All right, let's get into
miserable.
Shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? By the way, if you go to the Brooke and Jubal page on Facebook, we're on Facebook Live right now. So Brooke is drawing a name out of the hat. And who'd you get?
Jubal.
Me. All right. Sweet. I got more tattoo work done around my neck yesterday.
Oh, you did.
So that'll feel really good on it.
Good timing, buddy.
Yeah. All right. So I'm putting the shot collar on. While I do that, Jeff, please read me the shot collar question of the day.
Typically, when you think of different countries around the world, there are certain foods that you associate with each culture. For example, when you think Italy, pasta comes to mind, or in England, you might think fish and chips. Well, recently, a survey asked people from foreign countries what foods they think of when they picture American food.
Oh, wow.
Number 5 was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh,
number 4, apple pie. Uh-huh. Number 3 was Pop-Tarts.
Really?
2 is cheeseburgers. Oh. What was the number 1 food item that foreigners think of when they picture American food?
All I can think of now is that I forgot my peanut butter jelly sandwiches today.
Did you really bring one?
Yeah, I bought some at the grocery store. They had pre-made peanut butter jelly sandwiches. It was
gross.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. They were
like the Crustables that you get for like the 10-year-olds?
They were in the deli section. Crustables are good too.
Yeah. Crustables are really good.
It's like $1.25 for peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
Yeah.
That means it's even cheaper just to make it home, and it's literally like 3 steps. Like, I'm just saying.
Way too much work. Damn it, I forgot them.
If cheeseburgers are number 2, my first thought is the number 1 thing has to be fried.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know?
Can you read it one more time, Jeff?
Already?
I stopped paying attention after peanut butter jelly.
Yeah.
Recently, a survey asked people from foreign countries what foods they think of when they picture American food. 5 is PB&J, 4 is apple pie, 3 is Pop-Tarts, 2 is cheeseburgers, but what was number 1?
Okay.
I know the name is French fries, but...
Yep. Could be right.
French fries.
That's what I was thinking. French fries or pizza?
I think
no,
it's pizza
different. No, pizza is Italy, though. Yeah, I mean, pizza was legit made in Italy.
Yeah, I know, but I still feel like people associate... We eat so much pizza. I think we eat more pizza than Italian.
That may be true. If we're going to go fried, though, you got to think about fried chicken.
Oh, not bad. I love that.
And along with that, the side, mac and cheese, which I think is the answer. Macaroni and cheese is, like, iconic to us.
Yeah, it is very American.
And it was invented
American.
In America.
So I'm still going to go. I'm going to go with French fries.
Ooh,
French fries.
Risky.
Recently, a survey asked thousands of people from foreign countries which food items they immediately think of when they picture American food. Number 5 is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. 4 is apple pie. 3 is Pop-Tarts. 2 is cheeseburgers. And the number 1 item that foreigners think of when describing American food can be found in the processed snack foods aisle of your grocery store.
Oh.
Talking about... Hostess Twinkies.
What?
Oh, Twinkies, really?
Twinkies?
Huh.
Processed snack food is the epitome of American food.
That's
and apparently
true.
They're shipped all over the world.
How do we not say like Doritos chips?
It makes sense.
Oh, no, but
definitely.
It sounds a sad statement.
Somebody texted in and wanted to hear Men in Black by Will Smith, so I'll sing that before I get shocked. Here come the men in black. Men in Black, Galaxy Defenders. Oh, 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 oh. There's a lot of O's on the thing here. Here come the men in... Ow!
Heard extra today.
Yeah. All right. The show is done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve Top Brand Boyd and Jeff Bottom Man DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.